Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 38, Build a Relationship with Your Body. This episode covers one of the main reasons why people never overcome chronic pain long term, and a crucial principle I teach all clients on their physical freedom journey. So we all know the times where our body was trying to tell us something, but we just ignore it. Those last grindy reps in the gym that you know means shoulder pain for 2 days, maybe it's the Astro soccer with the lads that leaves you in bits, or it could be the jiu-jitsu class that you know your body isn't prepared for. We all ignore our own body in different ways, but we end up in the same place with chronic pain affecting us in our sport and in our daily life. So in this episode, I'll show you how to start building a relationship with the only body you'll ever have and show you the path from the brink of divorce back to the honeymoon phase of physical freedom. A good quote to start this podcast off with, which encapsulates the whole thing, is if you don't listen to your body when it whispers, you will have to put up with its scream. And I remember hearing that like years ago, really resonated with it, because I was like, Jesus, yeah, this is starting to make sense now. I'm kind of, you know, pushed through all the chronic pain and injuries, 10 years at that stage, and it all, yeah, added up. And now the body was screaming on the daily, which a lot of you guys will be resonating with too. So looking back in hindsight, that line is probably one of the things that helped me create the principle that I teach to all clients in the Physical Freedom Program, the building a relationship with your body, which is what I'm going to go through here today. So I made a post on this last week, or a reel. It was actually just a snippet from the Education Hub of the Physical Freedom Program, but yeah, people are really liking it. A good few, we'll say like more likes than usual, and a good few comments and stuff from people saying, oh, the analogy really helped them. So yeah, hence just chose that for the topic this week on the podcast. So we'll go into just three little steps on it, easier when we kind of break it up that way. We'll go into listen to your body, step one. Step two, learn about your body. Step three, prioritize actions that improve the relationship long term. Okay, so we need to listen to the body, learn about your body, then prioritize actions that improve the relationship. And these are the three steps of how we build that relationship with the only body that we're ever going to have. So on the first step, listen to your body. Like, this is literally kind of ground zero of what I'm telling clients when they're signing up for chronic pain and injury. You need to start listening to your body. Because just like me, like they haven't just woke up like that one day. You know, we don't go from, as I said in the reel, you don't go from like a mobile kid with the mobility of a gymnast to just waking up someday, you know, feeling like the Tin Man. You know, it's been months, years, decades of neglecting our body, of neglecting the relationship with their own body, and because we don't even think of it that way. We just think of it like our phone, like a car. Oh, that's grand, I'll, you know, drive the shite out of it. When it's gone, cool, dump that, buy a new one. Same with the phone. Oh, smash the phone, cool, buy a new one. All this kind of stuff that we're in, and then we kind of just think that's the case for the body, and then we find out that's not the case. Like, we can't replace the body. Yeah, maybe you could get a knee replacement, hip replacement, whatever, but overall, It's like a partner that you're handcuffed to. That's the way I kind of described it, which seems to resonate with people. You can change all these other things, you know, the phone, laptop, car, can't change the body. It's just like a relationship with the partner, but you're handcuffed to them. So you've kind of two choices there. Work on the relationship to make it better, or suffer for the rest of your life. There's no third option here. You can't change the partner. So it's just kind of harsh truths at the start of your journey, because that's what you need. On the other side of harsh truths is progress, and you know, people probably haven't given them to you. So that's what I had to just face as well all those years ago at my low points. That, yeah, look, you learn, you face the pain, you learn from it, and now you see, yeah, first step, I need to start actually listening to my body now. So even there, I had like 2 points of stop ignoring the whispers and start listening to your body. So yeah, we've kind of just covered like ignoring the whispers. We've pushed through the pain and all of that. And now we want to start listening to it. But just to give the relationship comparison and analogy for each of these sections, because it makes it crystal clear. That's why it is a really good analogy, because instantly when we compare what we're doing with the body compared to an actual relationship with another human being, it's laughable. Like, the stuff we're doing that we think is going to work, it's laughable. And it really just shows you, oh yeah, that's why I'm not getting any progress with it. So let's just say, yeah, you're a similar position to me, you know, it could be 10 years, 5 years, 2 years, whatever. You've ignored the body, didn't really do much about it, and now you're in chronic pain and maybe it to stop your sport. Okay, think if you have a partner, and maybe you do already, or if you don't, just imagine you have a partner and you had that partner for 10 years. And anytime they tried to tell you something, you just ignored it. Anytime they're giving out about something or trying to ask you to do something a bit different, you just say, yeah, whatever. And you just ignore them. Like, how would that relationship be? You know, it's just, it's mad when you kind of think of it like that. You're like, well, obviously, it's going to be shit. Like, it's not going to be good. And yeah, because you're just completely ignoring them. So like, that's literally how you can think of the body. Like, you shouldn't be shocked anymore. Because I used to be a bit like, how the fuck did I get here? Like, I'm 25. How do I feel like an old man at 25? I thought that happens at 65. You know, like, it just, there was a period, like, I get it, where you're like, how has this happened? Like, I don't understand how I'm here. But again, once you kind of go through the relationship thing and you look at it from that lens, and then I could go, oh yeah, I actually, I felt the first pains in my body at 15. And then I just, you know, it was a knee injury, went to physio, whatever, hyperextended my knee in Gaelic, I think it was, put a blue knee band on it, just played on. You know, so, and I literally did that so many times, compounding over those 10 years. So again, that's just like, oh, I had this girlfriend over a 10-year relationship in the first year. You know, she really just brought up something that she didn't like that I did. And then I was like, yeah, whatever. And I just kept doing it. And now I'm like year 10, surprised as why she's just trying to leave me now. You know, it, like, if anything, why isn't it happened sooner? That's the kind of question. So really just, yeah, really just kind of harsh truth, but it really shows you, like, why you failed in the past and what needs to be done now. So that's the kind of first step to listen to your body, is, like, you need to stop ignoring these whispers and you need to actually start listening to your body now going forward for the rest of your life. So step two then is learning about your body, because this fits into it too. And even, you know, we'll go with the relationship first this time, and then we'll go into the body. Because think about that. If you don't learn anything about relationships or anything about your other half, if you're a man, if you learn nothing about female nature, because they're different to us, and same the other way, like if you're a woman and you learn nothing about kind of male nature, the relationship is going to be a lot tougher, because men, you know, we think differently, we do different things, etc. And like, a relationship is a process of understanding the other person, and obviously their personality then for the individual themselves and all those things. So like, imagine if you didn't bother learning anything about your partner whatsoever. Again, is it going to be a good relationship? Like obviously it's not. You know, it's not going to work out. So think of that with the body. We either have like injuries or injuries kind of chronic pain. So it's basically like tightness, stiffness in the body, or else pain in the body. That's pretty much it. So you could say like tightness and pain. That's the issues here in our relationship with the body. And then we think, do we know what those things are? No. 95% of people don't. Like, I didn't have a clue back then either. And like, it's just crystal clear now, because they're the first two modules in the Physical Freedom Program that I say, look, these are mandatory. If you want to like join the program and start to overcome this and actually understand why, they're the two mandatory modules. The rest of it, look, it's up to you. You can learn as much or as little as you want, but they're the two mandatory ones. And I give them this example. It's like, look, it's like you're coming to me to learn maths, and all the way up to now, these maths teachers you're going to, they're just giving you answers. And you're trying the answers, but you have zero clue how they've come to these conclusions, and you're just trying on these answers. Oh, that doesn't work. Or the teacher says, I'm thick now because I don't understand it. Like, do you see what? That's another kind of analogy as well. That's really good. Of like, unless you learn some of the basics, like in that maths example, unless that teacher teaches you, this is addition, this is subtraction, that's multiplication, this is division. Unless you know some basics, you'll never understand that process, and you'll never be able to actually solve sums yourself. So that's what we're doing with the body. Like, I'm teaching people what pain actually is. Pain isn't destructive, it's protective, it's coming from evolution. It's just like hunger and thirst, survival mechanisms that we manage. We can't turn them off. You can't be, quote, fixed. It doesn't even make any sense. Like, all these things that people don't know, and I'd no clue of either. So again, I've kind of gone away from the relationship example there, but the relationship is another one. Like, you're getting issues with your partner, and then you're not maybe even asking your parents, so how did you manage this issue? You're not learning about their personality and different things, or how to manage conflict, for example, because like me in the past, hated conflict and I just run away from it, which doesn't solve it. So again, if you're not just learning some of the basics of relationships, even with the math example, like it's not going to work out. And that's literally what we do with the body. Exact same at my 10 years of chronic pain and injuries. Did I learn anything about my body? No, I just went to people, they gave me a diagnosis, they gave me an answer, I tried the answer, didn't work, and then they're like, well, you know, you're kind of fucked. On to the next one, and on that roundabout, until, yeah, you either settle or you don't. So, yeah, that's pretty much the second point of, like, we need to learn about the body. First step, listen to the body, great, that's going to start putting us on the right path. But second one, we need to learn about the body, or else we're just not going to get long-term progress. Like, that math example is great. Like, how would you? You don't know addition, subtraction. How are you ever going to solve sums on your own? You're always going to be relying on whatever the expert is to try and fix you. Like, you're outsourcing your body, basically, which is, it's not empowering. Like, we want to be able to look after ourselves long term. And what was the last one then? Yeah, prioritize the actions that improve the relationship long term. That is why this relationship analogy is great, because that's actually what it does. Once you think of the relationship analogy and you get that moment like, oh, fuck, I see now why I'm doing it wrong. What does it do now? It changes your perspective from a short-term fix to a long-term process, which is the absolute key to regain your physical freedom and keep it long-term. So that's what it actually does. That's why it's amazing. That's why I use it. Because it literally, I'll say it, it's worth saying again, it's a change in perspective from the quick fix short-term stuff to a long-term process, which is actually what you need. And yet, you know, the body, the relationship, it's the same thing. Like if you think, let's say for the relationship, oh yeah, you've been out with this person for 10 years. Now, you know, you didn't listen to the whispers. Now you're getting the screams. They're like, look, they want to divorce you at this stage. And you're like, ah, okay, geez, it's bad enough now. Right. We'll go to this marriage counseling session. Look, we'll get the best one. We'll go to the best expert. We'll get the best one in the world. You go to it. You do the stuff for a few hours. She's a bit happier, cool. And then you go right back to living the life the way you are. You know, it's not going to work, is it? But that's exactly what we do for the body. Oh, loads of chronic pains and injuries. Oh, yeah, actually can't play my sport anymore. Shit, maybe I should take this seriously. Who's the best expert? Who's going to fix me? I'll go to him, do a few sessions, cool, feel a bit better. Go back to living the exact same life you were. No relation with your body. Not listening to it. You don't know anything about it. And now you're wondering, oh, why am I injured again? Or why are the chronic pains coming back? Jeez, I'll probably have to settle like they're telling me. See what I mean? Like, it just crystal clear there by the end of it, like the real problem here, which is that, yeah, we're not looking at it like a long-term process. And like when you really dive in, like when I kind of understood that, when I started applying that to the body, when I was getting the physical freedom back, etc., you start to realize pretty much most, like all the important things in life, they're all long-term processes. None of them are actually quick fixes. Like think your own body, think your relationships like we've gone through, think your career, your business. Think like fitness, you know, if you're trying to get strength, muscle, whatever. Like all those things, they're all long-term processes that never end. There actually is no quick fixes. And then you think, what's marketed to us in pretty much all of these areas, like the body, relationship, all these things? It's all quick fix stuff. And like if you're not aware of it, it's because just in terms of human nature, we will like cling on to those things. We will look for the quick fix and we like the dopamine hits, etc. So like it's going to be like that for the rest of time. Like that stuff isn't going to change because that's how they're going to make their money. The only thing that's going to change is the individual. If you start learning more about these things, become more aware, learn a bit more about human psychology, upgrade your critical thinking, that's how you step out of that bubble of, as I say, the roundabout of injuries and average progress, the mainstream stuff that people are always going to be doing. You need to do something different. Like I love the quote here of, if you want to ride the wave, you need to go against the current. You know, like how are you going to get better results than all these mainstream people if you're doing the same thing as them? That, again, another logic fail. That makes no sense. Like you have to be doing different things. So yeah, that's really the third point of, it's long-term versus short-term. The way we were thinking before with the body was short-term. Compare that to the relationship. Again, you're like, okay, that makes no sense. And it's just to realize now, through this new perspective, we're going to prioritize actions that improve the relationship over the long term. And like even one example there, it's as I preach a lot, it's like, oh, you brush your teeth? Yeah, brush your joints. Do 5 minutes mobility a day. Why can't you? There's literally no excuse there. Oh, time. When's the last time you said, oh, I didn't have time to brush my teeth? Oh, sorry about my, you know, stinky breath. Just been too busy with the kids there. Haven't brushed the teeth in 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, just makes no sense. So, again, we need to actually, that's why the word is there, prioritize it. Because that's a problem too. We're not prioritizing it. And that's where it has to start. We need to prioritize it to at least the level of your teeth. That's where I start every single client. If they can't do that, I'm not going to work with them. Because there's nothing they can do. They're looking for an answer that doesn't exist. Like if someone can't give their body 5 minutes a day when it, like they do that for their teeth already, you know, and then you can keep logicking it the whole way down. Like, would you rather at 60 have pearly white teeth, be in a wheelchair, or would you rather have physical freedom and you have dentures? Everyone says physical freedom. And then it's like, right, why aren't you, you know, doing 5 minutes on the body then instead of the teeth, you know? So look, it really just shows you what needs to be done. We need to prioritize the actions that will improve the relationship long term. Jesus, prioritize the actions that will improve the relationship long term, which was the final one. Okay, so that's it. We had listen to your body, learn about your body, and then, yeah, prioritize the actions that improve the relationship long term. So in the conclusion then, just like I said in the reel, I said, your body is like a partner that you're handcuffed to for life. If we don't treat it well, don't be surprised when it's trying to divorce you with chronic pain and injury. So we need to build a relationship with your body and get back to the honeymoon phase, which is the physical freedom for life and sport. And I've got a client testimonial here. So Anna Kafala, am I saying her second name right there? Kafala. So with all the client testimonials, I literally have them in this big doc. All I need to do is like control F, put in the word or whatever the topic is, and one pops up or numerous ones. But Anna's was actually perfect for this because she's literally said all those words like about building a relationship with the body. So we'll just fly through it here. So she came to me, this is a few years ago now at this stage. So yeah, she was just started jiu-jitsu. So she had said, the pain I used to experience in my ankle and wrist has decreased massively. I noticed a big improvement with certain drills, moves, and jiu-jitsu that I would have struggled with previously. It's amazing that I never had a relationship with my body up to now. I can't thank Mark enough for showing me how to nurture that. So there you go. And it's great to see that kind of stuff, because obviously I'm like, look, do you want to do a review? I'm not telling them to say anything. I'm not telling them any of this stuff. And then I'm like, Jesus, I can really see how the stuff I'm teaching people is crucial. Like, it's, you know, if you think regaining physical freedom is just about a few exercises, you know, you're going to be in for a shock. It is a lot more than that. Like, it's all about the coaching, the education, like learning so many things that you didn't know before. So I remember reading that review. I was like, oh, fuck, that's unreal. I'm delighted to see that now, because obviously all the stuff that we went through was really, really clicking with her. And to go on from that, she said, yeah, I came to Mark with an old ankle injury from a car accident and forearm wrist pain from jiu-jitsu. I was worried that I would find it hard to follow a program as I hadn't done any movement or exercise for some time. Those worries went away when I learned how accessible the program was that Mark had set out for me. Like I said, look, 5 minutes a day, that's where we're starting. Everyone can do it. So she said she'd been ignoring the ankle pain for years, but when she began jiu-jitsu, she realized quickly that I wasn't going to be able to move and that I wasn't going to be able to move and learn to my full potential with the pain in the ankle holding me back. So following an assessment of my issues, Mark created a movement plan specifically to identify where my mobility capacity was at and how to build it incrementally from there. Hashtag small gains. With weekly education and video tutorials, I quickly learned how to build a new routine around my body and, most importantly, to build a relationship with it. So there you go. I've learned to identify when my body is giving me signals or, quote, whispering to me, and I allow that to inform what area is capable that day in my routine. It's amazing that I never had a relationship with my body up to now, and I can't thank Mark enough for that. That's the one that was on the first page. The pain I used to experience in my ankle has decreased massively, and I know with regular movement over time, it will be gone completely. Yeah, and look, there's a lot in that there even, yeah. A lot more here, a bit weird to read out, but she said, Mark is a really friendly, passionate, and approachable person, great teacher, and a great listener, which is very important. Managed to perfectly balance his friendly humour and professionalism in his coaching, and was always available to answer questions and offer suggestions on further education with books, podcast quotes, etc. Mark's a knack for explaining things in an easily accessible manner, using analogies and anecdotes, which really helps cement the information for me. So that's why I use the things like in today's podcast. Much easier, like, I could be giving you a lot of the sciencey stuff, which I do to some clients if they want, but easier just with these analogies. Look, we might as well finish off the last page. His knowledge on the human body is immense, and given the physical hurdles he has overcome, it's impossible to ignore the evidence of his work, which is himself. Physically, I can walk and run for much longer distance, and my ankle can handle a bigger load without the pain I used to experience. I've noticed a big improvement with certain drills, moves, and jiu-jitsu that I would have struggled with, and the improvements have given me more confidence on the mats and more drive to improve my game. So there we go. That was Anna's journey from physical freedom for running and jiu-jitsu. Okay, so we'll finish up there. So the three ways I can help you. Physical freedom program, that's literally what we're just talking about. That's the one-to-one coaching program on how to overcome chronic pain and injury and reach your athletic potential. So I've worked with hundreds of clients there across 37 different sports and activities over three separate continents, which is really cool. And covering injuries to all joints in the human body. So if you're interested in that, get me on, so DM on Instagram, that's where I'm most active, or else send me an email to guidedandsettled@gmail.com and we can have a little chat there, see if I can help you. Second thing then, we got the Mental Freedom course. So this is my self-awareness course that teaches you how to stop looping and suffering and skillfully navigate your own mind. And finally then, we have the Lifestyle Design University. So from just €49, you can have the blueprint to design the life true to yourself and avoid the biggest regret of humanity in the process. Okay, so that's everything. So on the follow contact, as I said there, Instagram is the best place. So DM on Instagram or else, yeah, guidedandsettled@gmail.com. And the website is there as well. All the programs and everything I'm talking about. And there's lots of newsletters up there as well. So a lot of good free information up on the newsletter. Same on YouTube. Lots of videos about pain and tightness and different things like that, which we touched on here. And the documentaries up there as well. Look, if you're happening to come across this, you're like, who the fuck is this guy? Guy Didn't Settle and all that. Yeah, documentaries up there that'll tell you the whole story. Right, that is it. Okay, yeah, that's it. So don't settle, live true to yourself, and we'll see you next week.